This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 19 for Thursday, August 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are climbing higher on Thursday morning, adding on to yesterday's gains. The November canola contract adds $6.60 at $584.90 per ton, and the January contract rises $6.90 at $595.50 per ton. Short covering by the spec funds is aiding the upswing into the second day. There's also support coming from upticks in the Chicago soy complex, as well there are gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Increases in crude oil are spilling over into the oil seeds. Rail movement could be at a standstill a week today as no major progress is being made in talks between Canada's two largest railways and the union representing around 9,300 workers. Already, CPKC and CN are curtailing the shipments of some goods ahead of a strike or lockout. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 72.91 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report, and for the week ending August 8th, soybeans come in at nearly 222,000 tons of old crop and more than 1.34 million tons of new crop. Export sales of U.S. corn include almost 121,000 tons of old crop and in excess of 800,000 tons of new crop. Wheat is just short of 400,000 tons of old crop, while new crop sales incur net reductions of 67,000 tons. Ahead of the report from the U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association, the trade pegs the July crush at a record 182.4 million tons of soybeans. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports only 6-7% of the major soybean and corn growing areas are in some kind of drought, far less than the 38-42% a year ago. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. The November contract adds 5.5 cents at $9.74 per bushel. September soy oil rises almost 0.2 cents at 40.18 cents per pound. September soy meal tacks on $1.70 at $306.80 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn dips 2 cents at $3.79 per bushel. September oats lose 3.5 cents at $3.17. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago September gains 4 cents at $5.39. Kansas City September tacks on 3 cents at $5.49.5. And Minneapolis September is up 3 cents at $5.95. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August 15th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.